Recording number 5, bugs, focusing on mice, rats, voles, and including moles and the difference between the moles from those other three.
Yeah, some of your neighbors are getting those field mice coming in. every season, you live in the field, you're close to a farm, you're gonna get that naturally. I know you're saying they were in the garage a little bit, in the basement. Okay. Any rats here? Okay, no, well, rats are obviously bigger than mice. Mice are one of the fastest reproducing rodents. They can do, I think it's over 100 babies in a year, easy, depending on how good their litter is. We do a couple of things on the inside, like in the garage base, where we do snap traps, sticky traps, and small bait boxes in the garage. On the outside, if you need bigger boxes, we can. They can get in through any hole, very small, like through like the plumbing, the wiring, the garage door. They don't need it for it's a very small gap to get in. We encourage you to use copper mesh, copper wire, to kind of put those in the holes to catch them, or if they eat that, that'll help kill them. Have you seen any dammers like this, like little lines in your grass after it snows? Okay, you have? Yeah. So that's not a mouse, that's actually a vole. Voles are a little bit different. Voles, what they do is they dig underground tunnels underneath your lawn, and they eat the bottom of your shrubs. And they root nutrients. They'll kill all your plants. And so we do a couple things for those. I see voles. We only charge extra for a couple things. That would be one of these, because they're especially pests that's harder to treat because they do so much exterior damage. We actually put a bait box on your house. It's about the size of my binder right here. That's big, it's black, has a brick in it. We'll leave it on your property. My technician will customize where he knows where to put it, but he puts poison in there, and it treats for mice, rats, voles. What happens is the rodents go in there, they eat the poison, and they come out and they die. It's a blood thinner, it kills them. And we put it on the outside of your house so they don't die in your house and stink up your house. If you're seeing dead rodents on the outside, if you don't feel comfortable picking them up, just call us and we come out and get them for you on your next visit, or you can just pick it up and throw it in the trash. A lot of people get mice and voles confused. Mice are typically gray, voles are typically brown, the smaller, and have like claws, I guess you can say. And moles with an M are a lot different. Moles dig big mounds. You'll see mounds of dirt, looks like a big ant hill, and they're a lot gross looking. Moles look like a possessed, weird looking raccoon. they have claws, they're bigger, they look like a skunk and a raccoon mix. And yeah, we don't treat those, we don't cover for those. We need different licenses that falls in the category under like gophers, moles, bats, snakes, things like that, specialized outside of what we do. But if you have those, let us know. We can direct you to some good sources, but we focus the majority on the where you're gonna be seeing them, unless you don't see the moles as frequently. And yeah, so I'll get you on the, I'll just add that, it's a small extra, it's just an extra $20 on that initial and $7 per month, pretty reasonable. And we'll refill the poison anywhere you need it. We'll start with one bait box. If you need two, we'll let you know and you can add it. It's good to have at least one, and where you're seeing a ton here, you might need two. Just do the one. Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. And if you want to add later, you can. And so I just need some quick information from you here. So I got you on the whole year protection for the whole plan. I'll just put you on the full preventative so my technician will know what you're covered for. But those voles also carry ticks. And so of course we do that tick granule too as well. Mice, rats, ticks really don't care where they go everywhere. So we'll kind of just kill two birds with one stone kind of thing. And so yeah, I'll just make a note of that and we'll just keep you covered.